Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at UH1.com.
I like to, all those experiences, we all experience them. Right? Motivation is hard. Is it key? It's one of the strategies that you need to work towards your goal. It's not the only strategy that you need to tap into. I really encourage our community to break your goals down into quarters. So you're only focusing on three, like whatever goal in that quarter. So from January to March, you're only focusing on two or three goals. Right? So that once, and it could be a big goal, but I teach you to break it down really small.
You are now turned in to A Shot of Melanin, a podcast dedicated to amplifying the voices, stories, and accomplishments of Black Canadians. This podcast is about learning and growing. Let's get into it, shall we? Ooh, hello, everybody. Welcome to a new season of A Shot of Melanin. I'm your host, Michelle, and we are here. It is season 5. It is 2024. First and foremost, I want to give my listeners a happy new year wish. I wish you all the best for 2024. I hope it's all that your heart desires and more. So I left you guys on a little bit of a hiatus, didn't I? And so I definitely want to get into what has been happening, what has been going on, and why I kind of just dropped so abruptly. Okay, so last year was a busy year, and if you don't know how busy it's been, I definitely encourage you to either follow me on my social media account, which is A Shot of Melanin on Instagram, ASOM_podcast on Twitter, which is now called X, and definitely see what's been going on with me over the last year. But if you want more personal information about what's been going on, you could definitely follow my other page, which is being Mimi_XOX. I'm bouncing on between podcasts and YouTube. So if you kind of want to be in the know, definitely bounce between the two pages. But essentially, last year was a busy year for me as we were preparing to go to Ghana. That is right. I went to Ghana last year, August. And let me tell you, it is such a vibe being out there. But before the trip, there was a lot that needed to be done. There's the packing, there's buying the clothes, there's, you know, getting ready for the trip to Ghana. And mind you, this is not like I'm going to Dominican Republic where I can just book a ticket and hop on a plane and end up in DR. There's a lot of things that need to be done before getting to Ghana. For one, there's vaccines that you need to take. There are pills that you need to get for your trip, malaria pills to be specific. And so it was just honestly a lot of running around, and also forget to mention that we had a visa process that had to happen. So unfortunately the podcast had to take a little bit of, had to go to the back burner for a little bit because that was our main focus so that we could get out there and have a great time. There was also the planning of the trip, the many destinations we wanted to go to while out in Ghana, and we had to plan that. So I do apologize where I just kind of dropped the ball a little bit here and just kind of left you guys unknowingly what is going on with the podcast. We are back for season 5. I'm so excited. As for my year, last year was busy. As mentioned earlier, it was nice. From Ghana to going to Afrofest last year, going to a couple concerts, you know, just kind of enjoying life a little bit. And also I had a black female podcast meetup where I got to meet some wonderful podcasters and reacquaint myself with some familiar faces as well. I got to say the lovely Shirley and as well as Chid Suzanne from the But Do What I Know podcast. It was a great event where we kind of just got to pick each other's brain. We got to learn from one another. And I really do think that gems were dropped and that we learned a lot. So if you want to kind of check out a little sneak peek of that as well, that is on the A Shot of Melanin Instagram page. So definitely follow us there. But all in all, 23 was a good year. Busy, but good. I celebrated my 35th birthday last year. Nothing exciting, you know, the typical spending time with family and dinner and all that sort of stuff. It was nice and quiet. I thoroughly enjoyed my 35th birthday. And then for the rest of the year, it was about just, you know, preparing for the holiday season, you know, getting all that ready, getting my black cake and my sorrow. Yes, listeners, I am of Jamaican descent. So, you know, Christmas cannot happen without those two things. And, you know, you had your Christmas dinner and then I made Christmas breakfast. So all in all, I think 2023 was a absolute great year for me. I cannot complain at all. And so I'm definitely looking forward to what 2024 has to offer and as well as season 5. I'm super excited. As you can hear, we have a new sound. I decided that since I'm coming out with season 5, I decided to rebrand. So if you haven't noticed, the cover art has changed as well. Now, for those who do not follow me on social media, can put a face to the voice here. So yes, that is me on the podcast cover. So we revamped it from beginning to end. And I mean, from the intro music to the podcast cover to even the look on our Instagram page, I decided, you know what? New year, new me, and we are going to just change everything up for this season and to see what it brings us. So without further ado, let's get into this season. And so, being that it is the beginning of the year and it's the first month of the year, you know what time it is. It is time for the artist and song of the month. So the artist and song of the month is actually from Toronto R&B artist Tahira Aquila Duff, but you guys know her as Aquila. Now, she has become very big due to TikTok. One of her song, Vibe For Me, which racked over 10 million streams worldwide, also landed her first Juno Award nomination for Contemporary R&B Recording of the Year. So I'm sure you've heard her song on TikTok. I have. I do know recently she dropped an unreleased song called Bloom. Unfortunately, it's unreleased, but the song sounds so good. So if you get a moment and if you have the app, definitely go check out that song, Bloom by Aquila. But essentially, the song is going to be a very popular one. I think everybody's heard it, but when I heard it, I just absolutely fell in love with it. And so the artist and song of the month is Aquila with the song Hello.
Falling in love with who I am. I don't have time for anything that's gonna harm me. It may be hard to understand. Words have the power to empower or destroy me now. I'm looking in the inside now, claiming what I lost and found. I'm on this journey, returning to the old me. can't face him lonely. Gotta fix the homie now. Don't need no one to hold me. But only you can hold me down. Some things really happen for the better. I had to take a fall so I could settle. Found my peace and grounding, now I'm leveled. New beginning, hello.
So there you have it, Aquila with Hello. And I thought this song was definitely fitting for the new year. Hello, 2024. So that is why I changed it. Now, do keep in mind that we do have a mix on, or a playlist rather, on Spotify called The Mix, where I post all of the songs, the artist's songs of the month on there so that you can listen to them again. So it's only available if you have a Spotify account. If you do not, you can definitely listen to it as well. Just won't be in order. It might be out of sync. But the name of the playlist is called The Mix, and I will make sure I put that into the show notes. So definitely check out Aquila. You can find her on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and even her Facebook page. I will be sure to link all of that information as well in the show notes. So being that it is a new year, we are going to get into today's episode. Now, I wanted to have this kind of conversation because it tends to be very popular at the beginning of the year. It is about creating a vision for the year ahead. And so I thought, let's have that discussion. And I know this could benefit some people who are very big on creating vision. And maybe for those who are not too sure what that looks like and how they can go about it, I thought this was a great conversation to have. So let's get into this episode, or this topic rather, of creating vision. We will have that 2024 vision for the year.
So today we're talking about having a vision. I know that it's a new year, it's 2024, and everybody's looking to have their best year yet. So today on the podcast, I've got somebody who is a pro on vision. Her name is Hazel. Hazel, I'm just going to ask you to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so thank you, Michelle, for having me on your platform and on your podcast. This is so exciting. When you sent me the questions, I was like, "Woo! This is going to be an intense conversation." So this is going to be fun. I love chatting about vision boards, goal setting, manifesting your vision, motivation, being accountable to yourself. But who I am is Hazel, the founder of Big Girl Interrupted. And we have a podcast called the No More Interruptions Podcast. And it's a place where we share stories of women's experience with interruptions and how are they working through those interruptions now in their lives. So I love chatting with women, love having these conversations and helping women create their roadmap to success.
Awesome. I love that you're doing this, especially for women, because we could really use it for some of us. We just don't know like where to start. Like we have the idea. We have it in place, but we're like, I don't know where to start. So the fact that you have this podcast, the fact that you have this vision, and then you have a podcast about interruption, I also wanted to ask you, since that's the name of your podcast, how did life interrupt you to create the podcast No More Interruption?
So it all began with me asking myself, what's interrupting my life? And at the time, when I asked myself that question, I had returned to back to school, to university to be exact, after I want to say 20 years of being out of school and being in my career. I returned back to school, and 20 years, there's a lot of learning that is different from when I went to school. So that learning curve was a huge interruption for me. And I had to really tap into getting support. And those supports sometimes created barriers for me. One, when I reached out to the university for support, it was a financial barrier because I made too much money. I couldn't access certain resources. Then I had to pay for my own tutor. So with that tutor, and because of the type of learner I am, living with a non-visible disability, you have to know how to, you have to understand, one, you're reteaching me because I haven't been in school for how many years. So you're going to have to give me some patience. You're going to give me, you're going to mold me gently. And then you have to have an understanding of what it's like for a person with a non-visible disability. So that was a huge interruption in my life, resorted into anxiety being one of a huge factor in my interruption. I suffered from depression as a result, and just the struggle with the learning. But I had amazing professors, and I was able to find and get connected with an amazing tutor who, once she sat down and invested the time in me and to teach me, we took off. My learning curve was like a whole new opportunity, but it was a struggle to get there. It wasn't easy. And it required me having to give up things in order to commit myself to that learning.
So you start this podcast with the intent of having conversations with ladies. Now, since being on this journey of your podcast, what have you learned, and what are some key things that have stuck with you that you would like to share or let others know?
Ooh. One, I'm going to be very straight up. I'm still learning. I'm still going through the process. But some key things that I'd like to share about, like, my own experience is that you need to just give yourself, be gentle. Be really gentle. It's okay to talk to yourself in a positive way. So have positive conversations with yourself. Self-reward is extremely important. Reward yourself for all the small things that you achieve daily. That felt good. Like, you need to feel that feel good feeling consistently in order to help you move forward to the next step. And those were my key things, as like the self-talk. I journal my experiences. Like, journaling is extremely powerful. One, for me to release all the things that you're carrying with yourself, within yourself. So you release that. And then it's also a growth opportunity, because when you go back and look at your journal, you look at where you came from. Like, this is the way I used to think about myself. This is what I used to say. I'm not nowhere near that now. So you're able to see that learning, that journey that you've gone through and where you are today. So you can celebrate that as well. Every opportunity that I have to celebrate myself, I celebrate myself.
This is good. I have to say, journaling is amazing. I do a bit of both. So I write more down. And then my next thing is a video journaling. So there are apps that you can use to, like, video journal. If you don't want to use your app, you can just regularly record on your phone. And sometimes I find that when you do it on video, you really see the raw emotion compared to when you're writing it down. And then you kind of look back and, like, wow, that's how I feel about it. I'm so glad I wrote this.
Yeah. It's so true.
Well, hopefully.
So true. I'd like to share something with you. So, and this, because I do this live. So I do live journaling every day, Monday to Friday. It's called a community called the Journal Society. And I do it live on Instagram. So we've been working for the last 30 days in December. We spent the time journaling about our creating balance and self-commitment. Some of those journal prompts were really hard. But the last, I think it was, no, it was like a couple days before, it was like 5 days before the actual series ended. And like what was going on in my life, what I was experiencing, and that journal prompt. When those prompts come up, when you're experiencing something in your life at the same time, you're a hot mess.
Oh, I believe that.
And I'm like, and sometimes I don't look at the prompt until in the morning, and it's 7 a.m. that I'm doing it, so it's live. So I'm like, I like my real raw emotion is, and I just had to say, you know what, this one hit me hard. It hit me hard because I was going through something, and that prompt just like was like, I'm coming in for the, you know, the juggler, and you're got to answer it now right in front of everybody. So
that's interesting because you have to do that live too, and you have to deal with emotions, and you're like,
yeah. And I have to tell you, the day, the rest of the day was, I got through it, but it was hard. It was really hard.
Yeah. So in those moments, how do you recenter yourself? What do you do to hopefully get you back to Hazel?
Well, I start with a Bounty chocolate bar.
Oh, okay, girl.
Listen, I gotta absorb what I need. So it's a Bounty chocolate bar that I have, and then I journal. Okay. I go back to that journal, and I really dive in to what are the feelings that I'm feeling. I ask myself, what are the feelings that I'm feeling right now? And I like to do a pros and cons. Still helps me get clarity, right? So I create my pros and cons list in my journal. I look at, you know, is this a limiting belief, or is this like a factual, like what's some work I need to do on my mindset? Because a lot of the times it's all about your mindset in those moments, right? And those limiting beliefs like to show up and make you think, you know, all these, what you're seeing, what you're experiencing is real, and it's not.
Right.
So I like to flush that out and get really clear. And then I also have some stress cards that I will pull a stress card and do the activity that it says.
I love that. I didn't even know that they had stress cards. Mm-hmm. Oh, good to know. Maybe I'll try to find some and put it out there for everybody in case they have a they pull out a stress card. Now, how important is it to incorporate self-care?
Oh, 100%. I'm all about self-care. All about self-care. Last year, every quarter, I went to the spa, the Go Place Spa, and I spent the day at work, but I have like a little self-care routine, and that's my big self-care activity to reward myself for what I achieved in that quarter. That's what I chose to do. Smaller things I do is like go to the gym, go for a walk, hang out with friends. I like going for dinners and brunches. Those are my little self-care things. And like reading, listening to an audiobook or a podcast. Those are my like self-care activities, and coloring. I like coloring.
And that's so interesting that you say coloring, because a lot of people have the mindset that coloring are for kids. But I'm seeing a lot of coloring books for adults. What does coloring do in terms of self-care? Like, does it calm you?
It relaxes me. And it allows that creative part of your brain to, like, flow and come out. And it's not about coloring in the lines to make it perfect. Like, I'm an old-school colorer. Like, you know, when you had the pencil crayons and then you outlined it with the marker? That's me.
I love that.
Yeah, that's me.
I love that. I think that I'm learning that with coloring, like you said, that it is bringing out a form of expression and creativity. And I think as adults that we grow up, we go through life. And some people say that as you grow up, you kind of lose that inner child.
Right. Yeah. Right?
And so sometimes when you engage in creativity, it's almost like bringing out your inner child. And for some people, that might be podcasting, you know, having a conversation, bringing out your inner child. And, you know, for others, it is coloring or acting or singing. And so I kind of like that as well. I think when people think of self-care, sometimes I think of self-care as a thing that just kind of make you feel that kind of, oh, this feels nice, kind of.
Right. Yeah.
Because I think as adults, it is very stressful in the world that we're in. Oh, like if you had to tell me to rate adulting, I'd say 0 out of 10. Don't look at it.
No. What? Don't do it.
Just don't grow up. It's that scary.
They lie.
I'm not trying to scare our listeners, especially our young ones. But I definitely do. I like the thought of, you know, self-care and how you explain that it's like rewarding yourself. And I think rewarding yourself is good. I also do think that, you know, for some people, we have to be mindful of our rewards. Like, I know somebody who has a sweet tooth. And so reward would be every time Sandy.
Well, that's, yeah, that's me. That's me.
But every time?
No.
No, I'm saying
I had to switch. Okay. I did have to, you know, other life responsibilities show up and
right.
you get hit with the reality of the sweet tooth does cause some damage.
And we're not trying. I don't want to be held responsible for anybody who's a family.
Yeah. Yes.
I just want my listeners to kind of, you know, understand. And for those that are listening, know that definitely do incorporate self-care, as Hazel has mentioned. But make sure that self-care doesn't end up being like it hurts you.
Yes. It's supposed to be right. Pleasurable.
Overeating, because I'm an overeater. I like food and all I eat is food. And I know I said 2024, I'm going to do better. I'm trying.
That's okay. All you have to do is try.
To do better.
All you have to do is try.
That's it. All I have to do is try. Now, according to your podcast, No More Interruption, your motto is, I help women create their roadmap to success without giving out too much of your
right.
What are some things on your roadmap for success?
So my personal roadmap for success?
Yeah.
This is a good question because I just worked on this. I've been working on it for the last couple of months, getting really clear about it for myself. Because I don't like to ask people to do something that I haven't done or I haven't gone through. I haven't worked through for my own self to see what the results are for me. My roadmap to success has two parts. It's one is looking at myself as the CEO and what's my CEO behaviors and what do I want to bring into my business and to my podcast and to my community and how do I want to show up. So it's looking at that part of myself. And then the overall roadmap is the brand of the No More Interruptions podcast, the Big Girl Interrupted community, and what are the things that I want to help the community to grow and the woman in the community? What do I want? What are they saying? What are they experiencing? That's where I'm at with my roadmap, is really focusing on the community. And if it's me, it's connecting them with other community members to help them grow and develop. That's what I want to do.
I love that you're helping out the community, because a lot of times people grow up and they're just thinking about, like, let me work 9 to 5 and then that's it. Mm-hmm. But with, I understand, you know, you finish school and get into the job force, but sometimes it's all about helping the community. And so here, the podcast, the whole point is it to amplify the stories of Black Canadians, also to help educate people. So being that have the discussion and you're saying that you like to give back to the community, you did mention that you have an event surrounded about vision. Now, what inspired you to create this event?
One, my own interruptions. Two, I use vision boards for many years. And I know this question is going to come up, so I'm just going to answer it now. And what have I achieved from my vision board?
Okay.
So I get to the first time I created my vision board was the I was watching the Oprah show, and I learned about vision boards from Oprah, and then I engaged in The Secret, and I used to do my gratitude journaling, and that's where I created my first vision board.
And at that time, when I created that first vision board, I put that I wanted an SUV truck. I got the SUV truck. I put that I wanted a flat screen TV. I got that flat screen TV. I always got the parking spot that I wanted. So if you listen to The Secret, they talk about, like, you know, envisioning the parking spot and you manifest in the parking spot you always wanted, which was close to the door. I always got the parking spot close to the door. And then during that time, I owned a cleaning service. And it was called Mop It Up. And I remember one day listening to The Secret in the car, and I came home and I was like, you know, she talked about adding zeros to different checks, like adding zeros. And that's what you have in your bank account. So, like, shifting your mindset about, like, what do you see? What are you visually seeing, and starting manifesting that? And I would say, I'm an abundance person. I received lots of checks. That day when I came home in the mail, there were 5 checks. One of checks that people owed for their cleaning service, I got in the mail. And then the government owed me some money. And I remember I got a check from the government. Yeah. And then so I was like, this thing is powerful. So if you imagine, if you really dive deep into it, how much more you can achieve. And ever since then, I've just been always writing down my goals, getting really clear, and creating my vision board. And I've changed over the years. I've grown and I've learned how to take it to different levels and different heights.
So could you better explain it to our listeners, for those who don't know what a vision board is?
So a vision board is a visual representation of your goals. So if you have that you want to, like, let's say your goal for this year is to, one, you know, save to purchase a home, return, or maybe you have an education goal and it's to return and return to school or take a course and get 85 or 95% in that course. Like, that's getting really clear about what you want, those goals. And maybe you want a date, and you put down the qualities you want in that person. Maybe it's you want to, you know, changing your lifestyle in terms of your health and wellness behavior. So maybe it's like journaling, it's going for daily walks, it's heading.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hitting the gym twice a week, you'd find images that represent those goals, and you put it on a vision board. And the important thing is you need to place it somewhere that you can see it daily. And every day, I encourage the women in my community to engage with your vision board daily. And what does that look like? It's when you attend, like, our vision board experience, you get a journal book, and I mean a goal setting book. And in that goal setting book, you're working on your goals daily. So look at your vision board and say, hey, today my goal is to go to the gym. So you're going to write in your book, I'm going to go to the gym. What do you need for the gym? I need my water bottle. I need to make sure my gym bag's packed. You're breaking it down into really small steps that are achievable, one, and that's organized for your day. And you're just breaking down that goal. And then when you come home, that goal's achieved. You check it off. I did it. I went to the gym. I had everything, all the things that I needed to complete that goal.
and I achieved it.
Okay, awesome. I've never had a vision board yet.
Oh.
I've always toyed around with the idea of a vision board. And the thing that, for me, my thing with vision boards is I'm never sure what I really want when the year starts. And I hear a lot of people say, I've got my vision board for ready. And I'm like, I'm still on day three of the year. And I still don't know what I want my year to look like. So for those who do have a vision board, let's say one of their things is to get healthy.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not that kind of person who's always like going to the gym, but you said this year is going to be the year that I'm going to be motivated.
Right.
How do you stay motivated and focused on your vision throughout the year, especially when you're faced with, well, you know, maybe being lazy, unexpected challenges.
We call those interruptions.
Interruptions.
I like to, we all experience them, right? Motivation is hard. Is it key? It's one of the strategies that you need to work towards your goal. It's not the only strategy that you need to tap into. I really encourage our community to break your goals down into quarters. So you're only focusing on three, like whatever goal in that quarter. So from January to March, you're only focusing on two or three goals, right? So that once, and it could be a big goal, but I teach you to break it down really small. So like you're saying, the gym goal, maybe quarter one, you're only going to the gym once a week. Quarter two, you're going to the gym twice a week, right? Because then it's motivating, you're doing it, it's easy. And then you want to build the habit. You want to build your habit muscle. You want to build that up. So going once a week, oh, I like that feeling. And if you feel like you can give it a date on 2 days a week, go ahead and give yourself that bonus. But you're committing to the 1 day a week to start, then move forward to 2 days. And then, you know, then you're doing it in Q2, you're doing 2 days. You mean, ooh, girl, you look good in the mirror. So you get a bonus day. Give it 3 days. And you move through it. Like a lot of us are struggle with the mindset that I gotta lose 50 pounds. I gotta lose it now, right? But that's not how it works. Especially when it comes to, I'm not a fitness professional, but I do have my own weight issues. And I know it's a slow progress. Slow and steady wins the race. And when you have like a natural, you connect to working out and healthy habits, that's what the foundation is going to help you to actually achieve the goal and be successful.
I like that. It's breaking it up to be a lot more manageable than just throwing you to the wolves and say, go.
That's why the stats are so high that people, you know, they break these resolutions, these big goals. I'm going to achieve it by the end of the month. They're done. Apparently, it's by the 27th January. They fall off.
I mean, I could only use the example because I've heard about it, about people who've owned gyms. And they say the beginning of January, when it's a new year, everybody's mindset is to lose weight, to get active. And so they have like a flood of people who come in to register. Yes. But then by like the end of the month, yes, the gyms were full in January, the beginning of January. But by the end of the month, you start to see the dwindling of people.
As soon as you start to see clogs change in the stores, because if you look before New Year's, there's all this fitness stuff in front of you when you walk in. I walked into Winners. It was all this fitness equipment. The last week of January, those fitness equipment's gone.
Of course.
Because they predict the cycle.
Everybody goes in and buys.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, all that to say is to break it up.
Really small goals. Everything. It's okay to have big goals, but break it down to really small goals and connect it with something that you already do. So it's a habit. So for example, if it's the gym, like after work, that's your thing to go after work, pick one day out of the week and go after work. If you need to do it in the morning, connect it to your morning routine, go to the gym in the morning, get ready for work, and then you've done it for the day. And you only have to do it once. Like, that's what I would say start with. I'm sure fitness instructors would say, oh, you need to do it more. But you know yourself. You know what you're capable of and what you can give. And you want to give so that you're successful, because then you can reward yourself faster.
Exactly. So what do you say for those who are not finding success? Like, it just feels like I can't get ahead. Like, this vision. And it might not necessarily be fitness, but let's say the goal could be, I have a vision to save money.
Mm-hmm.
And money is a little bit harder, maybe, for some people during the high inflated times.
Yeah.
But how do you move forward, or how do you guide somebody who's going through it and who's feeling a little discouraged?
That's a really good question. Really good question. I actually did a coaching call today on that.
Okay.
So I'm just going to tell you what I told my client is, you need to just, like, one, track your finances. And if it's $5 that you can put in every pay, put in $5. And fund, like, I like to encourage my clients to brain dump rewards. So it's not something you have to think about. You just go to your brain dump and pull it out and try to find things that, especially when you're working with money, that are rewards that you don't have to pay for. So maybe it's just watching Netflix. Maybe it's going for a walk. Maybe it's going to the park and playing in the swings. Like, it's real, something that's going to give you internal joy, because that internal joy is going to be something you're going to become addicted to, and you're going to keep wanting it, especially when you're doing what you need to do and you reward yourself the right way after. So when it comes to money, I always say break it down, track your expenses and look at it, and start small. So if it's to purchase a house, it may require you to look at, do I have to bring more money in, right? And I'm not a financial expert,
right?
But I can give you common sense encouragement and common sense strategies that to help you to get to at least to building the habit. For me, it's all about getting people to build the habit, building your habit muscle. Because then once you have the habit, moving forward and increasing that from $5 to $200, as you, like, that's a big jump, but I'm just saying increasing it wouldn't be so hard because you're already used to that withdrawal, right? You're used to that money coming out, and you have your clear vision of what you're working on, what you want to achieve. So you're able to achieve and make sure you're rewarding yourself every step of the way.
So based off what I'm getting, it's make sure that you're creating a habit. It's habits that will help you along the goal line. It could be a situation that you attain your goal by the end of the year, or maybe you might fall a little bit short, but at least you were going through with habits, creating new habits in order for you.
Okay. But you want to do both. You want to be able to get clear on your goal and then look at that goal. And that's what I help people do, is like, look at that goal and, is it, you know, like, how do we attach that goal to a habit? How do we break it down? So I love breaking down goals to really small. So that's because then you see people like, oh, I can do it. Because we're trained to set these big, big, massive goals. And how do you achieve them? Yes, they need to be timely. But what does timely really mean? And then some of the goals, it requires you to give up something. And if you're not having that kind of conversation with yourself, like, you won't achieve that goal, right? And so sometimes giving up requires you to attach it to something that you're already doing, that you're already doing. So that's where the habit comes in. So it becomes natural to you, depending on the goal that you're working on.
And so some of these vision boards that you have, they're not necessarily time sensitive, right? Doesn't have to be by the end of 2024, I will be a billionaire.
No. And that's where I tell people, like, the woman, like, be realistic with yourself. You can come in, and a lot of women who come to my events say, you know, I come in thinking that this is what my board is about. But then after you take us through this, and we have to do some work. It's not just like a cut and paste activity.
you're coming doing some self-personal development work and some internal work with yourself. And as you're in a space with other women who are like-minded, you're starting to talk and share. You realize that your goals are shifting and it's actually what you came in with is not what you go out with.
Really take some time for you to kind of really think about what you're going to envision yes. on and put on that vision. Have that discussion. Not a cute little, okay, this is a little
yeah, fun. No. Damn. Come on, cute. You got to do cute somewhere else. You better come to work. You got to come to do some work.
Do you have any books that you may suggest for our listeners to read? Doesn't necessarily mean to create a
writing
board, but more of, you know, how to have a different mindset, how to help achieve goals, or how to be, how to engage in good habits in order to attain goals. Do you know of any books our listeners can maybe pick up in?
My two favorite two, and the one that I'm reading right now, is Atomic Habits. And then We Should All Be Millionaires by Rachel Rogers.
I've heard of
that. Oh, listen. Mm-hmm. It's the Melanin Bible.
Okay. All right. It's got melanin
yeah.
in there.
Lots of melanin in there.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a really, really good book. And The 12-Week Year. And that's for action takers. If you're really wanting to learn and master how to break down your goals and see it in bite-sized pieces, The 12-Week Year is a great tool.
You did mention that you have these vision boards. When will be your next vision board event?
That's what we're working on right now.
Okay.
Just so people understand and are clarified, get clarification, is I do events, and those events are only, I usually do two a year. And that's hosted and facilitated by me, and it's a bigger event. It's public. We do a max of 30 women in the space. But I also do private events. So like, okay. And people, it's funny because somebody asked me, when's your busiest time? It's like right now until March, mm-hmm. right? And then because it's Black History Month. So then I also do it with children and youth. So I host vision board events there. I was recently reached out to, and so we're working on the contract for a camp. So I'm going to be hosting a vision board event there with a camp. I recently did just during the Christmas holiday with some young women, some grade 6, 7, and 8 students. I did a vision board event for them. So I do have a youth program and I do have a women's program. And I'm working on a men's program as well, okay. A self-care day for men,
right.
With another entrepreneur, and we're going to be putting together a self-care day.
What's it like doing these with children or kids?
Well, my background is in education. I work in education full time. So I've always been doing it with my students. But it's eye opening. One, I'm going to tell you my favorite ones to do is when it's family vision boards, because parents learn about their children at those when I come into their house and I create the space where kids can speak freely. Parents actually realize, oh, that's what my daughter wants to do. That's what my son is interested in. And then I'm able, because of my background and education, I'm able to help the parents support their child and nurture that interest. So it's a bonus when I come into the house, but it's and I've done it. The youngest I've done it with is 5 years old.
Oh,
yeah.
So there you get to really see how the child is at 5, what they put forth, and parents are learning about their kids. Isn't that interesting to see that?
And then it helps. It makes it easier, especially because I work on a crisis team. So being able to go in the home and see the kids and they're in their environment and in a comfortable space, it's good. It's good to see the family and the family engaging together on their goals. And then the kids learn about their parents. What are the mom wants? What are the dad wants? What do the brothers and sisters want? How can we help each other?
I like that. I'm aware that, you know, as adults, we have vision, but I've never really thought about, you know, kids' vision and their future.
Oh, yeah.
They
they process and think about what, especially at five, yeah. Maybe at like eight. Well, but like at five when the world is so new, it's interesting to hear.
Yeah. Well, 5 years old, it's not about so much of the big picture. I break it down for them. I'm like, what do you want to do when you're in grade one, grade two, right? What sport do you want to play? Like, I really break it down to that level.
Okay.
What letters do you want on your, like, what are your learning goals? Because I know that language, right? So what do you do? You know, what do you want to get, like, in math and science? How many books do you want to read? Like, it's that kind of. Where do you want to get your timetables to? So it's that, those type of goals that we set. Because then that's the training to then moving forward. As long as they consistently get exposed to vision boarding, the goals, you see the growth of the goals. You see the growth of their vision. But it's giving them the foundation.
For immediate future. It's not
future for you. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... with that being said, and you don't have to share all of it, but like, what is one vision that you have for yourself for 2024?
One vision that I have for 2024? For myself.
Or in the first half, the first quarter.
It's a health and wellness goal. I'm doing some work right now on my mindset, and I would like, if it was on a scale of 1 to 10 where I'm at right now, it's probably at a 4.5, because I still struggle with those limiting beliefs, and I'd like to bring it by the end of March to maybe a 7.5, 8.
Okay. Yeah. So in the first quarter, wellness to 7.5. Mm-hmm. So my final question is for our listeners who are thinking, okay, 2024 vision. What is one thing that you would like them to really like get into their system before they start that vision? Mm-hmm. What is it that one thing you're like, keep this in mind before you start that vision? So that you could start you off.
Declutter your mind. Declutter it. Your vision isn't clear until you declutter it. Like, write it, like, grab a piece of paper. If you journal, write it all down. All, and let it out. And if it causes emotion that you're crying, let that out as well. Let it out. Write it down, look at it, and, you know, whatever mantra you need to say to yourself, but you need to let it go. Let it go so that you can now open up yourself to the vision that you actually want. And then I'd encourage you to rip it up, burn it, throw it in the water. Don't pollute. I mean, I'm environmentally friendly on a tribe, but to make it even meaningful for you and memorable, that you are letting go these negative limiting beliefs about yourself, about things, whatever it is that you've written down, but you need to let it go. Throw it in the garbage, whatever, however you choose to get rid of it, but you need to get rid of it and let it go, and then open yourself up. If you are spiritual, I would say pray, and then write down the vision you want. And when you take that time to sit down and actually declutter, you wouldn't believe what comes up, and you'll be like, that's a vision, that's what I want to do. Yes, that's what you want to do, but you got to declutter first.
Ooh,
yeah.
I think I wouldn't need a minute because that was good.
It's hard.
Wow. Okay. We just got to see. Going to let it off on a lighter note.
Yes.
So let's have a little bit of fun to wrap up that conversation, because woo, it's Hazel was a preaching minute here. Okay. I'm going to have to sit down and She committed after this episode.
And now you need to create your vision board.
You know what it is with me with vision is just more so I kind of want to get a feel of the year first before I create my vision.
Right.
And so that's why I don't go in. I know a lot of people do go in quick in January. Like, I got my vision for the year. I'm kind of like, you know, the year just kind of started. Let's see how, you know, 2024 starts off. Because, you know, a couple years ago.
Yes.
Hasn't started off so nicely, you know, what's been going on in the world.
Yeah.
You know, you just kind of come in like, huh?
Is it for real?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't come in right away with a vision.
I like that. I like that.
I just kind of, you know, sit with the year first. And so I'm going to be the anomaly. Normally, I don't have my vision until February.
And that's perfectly fine. Like, that's why my, like, my biggest mission is to get people to educate people that you don't have to do a vision board at the beginning of the year. That's why I host events throughout the year. For me, every quarter is a new year for me. I celebrate it as a new year. So my vision board is divided into four quarters, and it's a new year. It's a new way to, like, what's my vision? What's my goal? What am I working toward? Creating that plan for it. You don't need to.
Yeah. Hi. So there you go, listeners. You don't have to rush to get a vision board. You know, if you're like me, you need to sit in it a minute. And then, you know, from there, you could create your vision board. So, Hazel, we're going to wrap up this conversation. Let's have a little
fun. Okay. Hit me with it.
Okay. So, Brian, so you're a producer of a movie, of your own movie.
Okay.
And it's about your life. What is the title of the movie? Who is playing young you, teenage you, and current you?
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy. That movie's going to be turned up. The movie is called Let It Go.
Why Let It Go?
Because,
or rather, better yet, how did you come to the quest? To that title, Let It Go.
How did I come to that? Okay, so because as a young girl, I was very introverted, very quiet, very shy. But always inside, I wanted to be like my friends, wild and fun. But I was very quiet. I was always very reserved. And so that's why I let it go. Because I needed to let it, she needs to let it go and just have fun. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not too sure if you're versed on the whole actors and actresses world.
I'm a little versed.
I used to do theater.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so who's playing young you? Let's start off with that.
Who's playing young me?
Young
Hazel.
None.
Vivica A. Fox would be playing young me.
Okay.
Teenage me would be Gabrielle Union.
Oh,
remember her in Mary Jane?
Yes. Okay.
Sticky notes and stuff.
That's a good one.
Oh, gosh. And then she would transform into a little bit of Michelle Obama and Oprah and Beyonce.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. That is a good mix. Because I'm not going to lie here. From one Michelle, I would want Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. And so if we were to create a soundtrack for your podcast, no more interruption, what would be the top three tracks that capture the essence of your message?
Oh my God.
Energy, and what you want your audience to feel after tuning in.
Wow. That's like a really good question. And you know what the first song came to my head? The Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie
to the left. To the left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tootsie Roll, yes. Tootsie Roll Slide.
Yes.
Called?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, the other one is coming. Chicken Noodle Soup.
Chicken Noodle Soup with Stella on the side. Unfortunately, these Gen Z
No.
But it's okay.
And, Nothing Is Promised to You from Jagged Edge. Gotta slow it down.
Yeah, these Gen Z's won't know nothing about all these free thoughts. That is okay.
Go research.
We'll work on
Gen Z. Go research.
Yeah, exactly. Research.
Yes.
Gen Z, I got you.
Gen Z's like to research.
You'll be able to
look it up.
Exactly. Hazel, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Now, I'm just giving you a minute to plug into your projects and where people can find you or reach you.
The best way to reach me is at the No More Interruptions podcast on Instagram and then Big Girl Interrupted on Instagram. Those pages, it's me you're actually interacting with. Do give me like 24 hours to respond, but they are me there. And not one of my team members, but yeah.
Okay. And any projects for the future that people can look at?
I have a list of projects, but I have a bunch of collaborations coming up. I do host, for all my melanin sisters, I host a monthly brunch in the Brown Skin Brunchin community. That's like the place to start. If you want to connect and you want to learn more, if you want to meet me, meet other brown-skinned women, and you just want to brunch anywhere in Toronto, we're the Toronto chapter, just go to Brown Skin Brunchin. I'm the ambassador for Toronto, and every month we host a brunch.
Special thank you to Hazel for being on the episode about talking about visions. Now, I hope this episode was able to bring you some sort of clarity, understanding, enough information for maybe for you to start your own vision board. Now, I do plan to start my own vision board as well because I got a lot of ideas for 2024, and I'm sure you do too. Now, if you enjoyed today's episode, do me a favor, okay? If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Music, I'm going to need you to press that like. Also, leave me a comment. Let me know what you like, what you did not like about this episode or any previous episode. You know, I'll love to pick your brain. Also, follow us on our social media page. You can follow the podcast page at A Shot of Melanin on Instagram, ASOM_podcast on Twitter, which is now called X. A Shot of Melanin is also on Threads. So the same handle that is on IG is the same one you're going to find on Threads. We are also on YouTube. I am doing the absolute best to get you all of these visual content out for you on YouTube. So if you're on YouTube, what I do suggest is that you follow us on YouTube. You know the good stuff. All the influencers and content creators are saying it. Like, share, comment. I would love to see, you know, those who listen to kind of just engage and, you know, have the conversation. And who knows, maybe a topic that you drop in the comments might become a future podcast episode. Until the next time, guys. We'll be right back.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.